In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Pirates this offseason spent $19.95 million on free agent signings when they have a generational pitcher, a guy who I think if he stays healthy is going to be a Hall of Famer in Paul Skeens. And coming into the year, they have Jones and they have Chandler and on and on. Like, they've got arms. I've seen what PNC Park looks like when it's full and when it's rocking. And when Pittsburgh fans are showing out and have a reason to show out, and it's magical. And those Pirates fans deserve more than they have right now. And if you're just looking at it straight from a leverage perspective, how do we leverage the roster that we have? How do we leverage our opportunity? You can't look at this as a one-year thing. You have to look at this down the road. And if we have Paul Skeens right now, why aren't we doing absolutely everything we can to build around him and to build something that's worthy of the pitcher that he is?
That was last offseason, and Jeff Passan of ESPN has said a lot of critical things about the Pirates over the last few years, because he's right. Pirates fans deserve better, and you've got this unicorn, the best pitcher in franchise history, who may well one day go down as one of the best pitchers of all time, and you got to make good on the time that he is here. Well, they didn't last offseason, and they were never competitive last year. Almost wire to wire. In fact, wire to wire, they never had the look of a contender. And in fact, Skeens' first year, through 100 games, they were in the wild card race. They were, quote-unquote, buyers, even though we didn't like what they got at the trade deadline. So they took a step back. They fired their manager. Well, now, according to Jeff Passan, it's full steam ahead, and they're prepared to spend. Do you think they will? We've crystallized it in one simple question on Twitter. It's the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Do you think the Pirates will sign a hitter to a multi-year deal this offseason? I do. I just don't
it's
think...
It's not going to be who we think.
It's not going to be Kyle Schwarber. It's not going to be somebody in that stratosphere. I'd be surprised if it's one of the Japanese guys, too. Those guys always want to play on the West Coast, or they want to play in New York, and... If the Yankees want to outspend the Pirates, if the Dodgers want to outspend the Pirates, they will. Seattle just outspent the Pirates on Naylor, if you believe what Passan put out there, that the Pirates offered $80 million and they offered $92.5 million. What do you think, Harry? You're a baseball guru back there. You, a couple of weeks ago, named every single World Series winner and loser since 1985. You are a big Pirates fan. How do you think this is all going to go?
Yeah, I don't know if Kyle Schwarber's the one. I want to have faith, but then I know what happens when I have faith. I get really sad because it's not reality. I almost feel like they have to do something. And I think they know they have to do something.
So do you think they will?
Yes.
What about like Alex Bregman? Is that too high? Is that too rich?
How about Luis Suarez? Or Eugenio Suarez, excuse me.
He would make more sense.
Okay.
But if you're talking about DH, I mean, I'd put him at DH. I know he plays a little bit of third base. I think he can play first base.
I mean, Alex Bregman is not a guy that I dislike.
I wouldn't get him, though. I don't know.
Why?
He's getting old.
32. Suarez is 34.
You don't necessarily need infielders.
You don't?
You need everything. You need a bat. You need
bats. You don't need third base. Who's the third baseman?
Oh, we got Triolo, the third stop. Don't forget that.
Yeah, Triolo's third playing stop. Third stop for them, guys.
I mean, if they're serious about Connor Griffin coming up, I mean, he's shortstop.
Bang, he's your shortstop. You still need a third baseman.
Third baseman, yeah.
You need one.
I don't.
You need a third baseman and a corner outfielder.
Yeah.
You need a first baseman and a corner outfielder.
I'm saying I don't love the idea of Bregman. Suarez playing third, I'd be okay with, because you get another power bat and he's still primed.
Yeah,
he's got to poach him from Seattle at that point.
Bregman played less games this year than he has at any point since 2021. I mean, I'd still sign up for him.
100%.
What point is it like we're signing guys that are over the hill at that point?
No,
that was a big criticism.
It's a good question.
Several years.
It's a good question. I mean, I don't look at him quite as I'd look at Rowdy Tellez, where Rowdy Tellez, 2 years prior to the Pirates signing him, had 30 bombs, and then the following year he was ass cheeks.
Tellez wasn't over the hill. He was just bad.
But he was great 2 years before that. Bregman, while he had a down year compared to his standards, last year wasn't a bad year.
It wasn't a bad year.
He had an .821 OPS. Ooh. He hit 18 homers, 28 dubs, and again, Jared Triolo is your third baseman. We can throw all the names out there, and it really doesn't matter. What they need to do is find two hitters, and one of them needs to hit the ball over the fence a ton. And if they do that, you can start squinting and seeing it, right? Because I thought Spencer Horowitz, once he got up
and
comfortable,
mm-hmm.
he was a really good hitter for them. You're going to have the catcher you acquired from the Yankees, who's probably going to be your guy, and then I would think Henry Davis will be your backup catcher, and he'll be Skeen's personal catcher. But you've got O'Neill Cruz. Hopefully he bounces back. You've got Brian Reynolds. Hopefully he bounces back. I think it helps to get protection in the lineup. Like, if you had a Schwarber, to smash between those guys, all right, now you're cooking with gas. Now, I know he let off with the Phillies. Who knows how they'd use him here, but mm-hmm. you get what I'm saying. You would extend the lineup, and those guys you would hope would be better because of it.
You talk about them needing corner outfielders. I mean, Cal Tucker obviously is the number one guy. Very good player, but I know exactly who they're going to sign.
Oh, no.
Starling Marte.
Oh, you could totally see them doing something like that.
Of course. He's 37 years old now. he actually was decent last year.
I know. He's had a hell of a career, Starling Marte.
You just almost can just feel that they're going to be like, oh, well, we're going to make a move. Yeah, we're going to bring back Starling Marte. I could see that 100%.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't want to hear that they've tried. And this is going to sound like bad business, but I'd want to see it anyway. If you can't get the biggest name guys, then you need to spread that money around on a handful of guys or two or three guys, whatever. And even if it's the wrong guy, at least take a damn swing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
At least throw some darts at the dartboard. Because it's not like you need to become the 1927 Yankees. You don't need to become this baseball team that's going to lead the league in runs or be top five in the league in runs. Their pitching was good last year, and I think it could be better this season. And I really loved Don Kelly's bullpen management, especially compared to new Minnesota Twins manager Derek Shelton. I think the pitching will be very good. Can you get to a place where you are consistently scoring like a middle-of-the-pack offensive baseball team? If you do, you're going to have a puncher's chance, if not better, to make the playoffs.
Yep.
What about Kyle Tucker? I think he's the top free agent.
Just said that.
Oh, sorry. Cody Bellinger, too, is up there.
There's actually some decent names.
There are.
There is. Like Mike Snyder.
Miguel Andujar's the free agent now. Remember that guy?
I had to dump out a little bit of my Colt 45 yesterday when the Pirates designated Alexander Canario for assignment. I shed a tear.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Remember when he came in and was like, hey, this guy's got potential. Let's see what he does. You know what he did? Stunk.
Yeah, nothing.
Pour one out for him. That's what I'm talking about here, though. Like, we can talk about Kyle Tucker, Kyle Schwarber. They were in on Josh Naylor. You can keep naming guys. You need to elongate your lineup with professional hitters.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't need to be a one special guy. It could be three, four
guys.
Major League Baseball players.
Just guys. You don't need special. You don't need one special guy. You need guys.
Right, guys who are going to give you a 750 yeah. OPS.
Yep.
And game in and game out, you could count on a guy to maybe knock in a run or two.
Yep.
Hey, you don't need superstars, though. I would not be upset with that. Obviously, you need guys that can come in here and just not embarrass themselves regularly. And the last handful of years, they're just trotting out a lineup where once you get past Reynolds, once you get past Cruz, and he had a bad year by his standards, we think, last year, you have like four or five automatic outs. You just need capable Major League Baseball hitters, and you might be able to pitch your way to the damn postseason.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.